Now we'll go to number 22, the year-end sales and revenue report.
PowerPoint ready to pull up there. So yes, 2021 is in the book, and got most of the numbers in for this year. So try to go through that in a little bit more detail than we have in the past, just to kind of give the commission a little bit of a flavor on how the year went and kind of how it compares to some other years in the past, and kind of what we might look forward to the coming year. So, need the commission. Slides will just be kind of what's in your booklet there for the December reports that you typically see in the commission report. In December, you know, not a lot to shake stick at. There's a little bit of revenue coming in from park entry license sales that come through. As, you know, people like to give park entry stickers for Christmas gifts and so forth there. We did take a little bit of a slide on that this year, but we did. We did shut down our, as you heard yesterday, we did shut down our POS system for a week as a blackout period as we prepared for the transition from our current reservation and POS system to the Go Outdoor system there. So we weren't operating there. We did put out some words to try to get folks to buy those earlier a little bit there. But nonetheless, that transition went well. And when the season came online, people were buying park stickers again. And the one thing we typically look at in December is the camping services, which is mostly just applicable to specifically to Custer State Park, which is Custer State Park is the only park in the system that takes reservations 1 year in advance versus the next year. So it's kind of interesting to always kind of watch that camping number there as it takes out. So it does appear that the reservations at Custer State Park are continuing to grow. We're up 4% from last year of the reservations that are on the books for next year, which is for some time there. So, and the next slide is just our year-to-date revenue numbers there. We sold about over 3,000 more annual stickers than we did in 20. That's a good thing. We typically promote those annual stickers as a good value. So we're definitely selling more entrance licenses. Then we ended up the year about 8% above last year, total revenue sales there. So, next slide just shows our camping statistics for 2021. Again, ended that year 4% over last year. It was a good year. Probably the major parks that saw increases were Lake Vermilion. As I mentioned earlier, a new campground loop that was developed there came online this year, so we saw a fair respondent jump of camping on Lake Vermilion. The 12% increase at District 10, which is kind of the lower Lake Francis case district there, saw a significant jump. Most of that coming from Randall Creek, where last year it was partially closed due to the bridge failure that occurred there in 2019. So that bridge was put back into service midway through last year's season. So that's kind of why we saw a significant jump there. But Custer State Park saw a 1% increase there. But overall, we're up 4% in camping from 2020. The next slide shows the visitation numbers there for the year. Some highlights there. Good Earth, the interest and use of Good Earth continues to just blossom there. Last year was a boom year for Good Earth during COVID, and even this year it's up 66% over last year. So the amount of use of that park, the trail system, and the visitor center continues to see continues to do well. District 9, which is the Yankton, Lewis and Clark district, 13% increase in visitation from last year. Custer, very significant increase, 11% even over last year. So we saw some park districts with significant increases, but we also saw some park districts that had some decreases. And some of that we're attributing to the COVID year where families were weren't in a lot of activities. The pools were closed, the rec centers, and the ball fields were closed. I think a lot of folks are getting back into those activities this year, and especially in the months of like August, late summer, that's when we probably saw some dips in some of the parks there. But overall, as a division, we're up 3% over last year in visitation, which, again, you'll see a few slides here, that was another record year. So just to kind of break it down a little bit more, it's going to show our camping units and how they're distributed throughout the year. This graph just shows the percent of how much camping units occur by month throughout the year. Obviously, July is our busiest month. By June and August there, but and what continues to grow are those little shoulder months in May and September are you know, still significant portions of our camping use throughout the year, and even if you have a nice October, October can really be a very busy month as well. So that kind of gives the idea kind of where our camping use is distributed throughout the year. Next slide shows a very similar graph of how our visitation use is distributed throughout the year, very similar to others. A little bit more heavier on the fall than spring. Fall weather is a little more predictable than spring weather as well there. So, next slide. This kind of shows kind of a similar progression throughout the year. The red line shows our camping use in camping units throughout the year by month. The blue bars represent what the average number of camping units for that month registered in the last 10 years are. The gray bar represents the high level of use recorded for that 10-year period. And then the yellow bar represents the low amount of camping units recorded for that particular year. So as you can see by the red line, for 2021, we were either setting monthly records for camping use or pretty close to it. Probably the months of August and May, I believe, were a little bit below the 2020 record levels. But for the most part, every month we were setting some record levels, and, you know, especially in those shoulder months like September and October, where we're very popular as well. So the next slide shows a similar graph with visitation. Again, the red line showing what we experienced in 2021 as compared to the average, the high, and the low, and as you can see, we were tracking at the record levels for every one of those months of the year. So, all that stack up over time. Next slide kind of shows a 20-year trend line for camping. So it was about 2003, we just broke the 200,000 level for camping units. Then about 2015, we broke the 300,000 level. And then now in 2021, we're embarking on the 400,000 level of camping units in the state park system. Some of the dips in the trend line there, obviously in 2011, that was a flood year. And then 2018 was kind of not so much a flood year, but definitely a weather impacted year. But 2019 was definitely a year that was impacted by flooding as well. So it definitely shows how much of an impact flooding can have on camping use and the park system there. Then the next slide shows a similar graph for roughly about 19 years of visitation, a little more up and down there, but after the last 2 years, definitely seen a resurgence in day use and visitation use in the state park system there as well. So that kind of wraps up 2021 year in terms of camping use and visitation, and it's a very good year. I know the staff really did an excellent job of keeping up with that use, and I'm glad they have a chance to kind of get a breather here, but we're already in the process of advertising and hiring for seasonal employees for next year. I know they're looking forward to making those preparations, and all indications are that a lot of these trends are going to stay with us for a while, and a lot of people have enjoyed and been exposed to camping and the outdoors. And no reason to believe that next year is not going to be a good one. We're looking at some boating access concerns that might be relevant to lower water levels in Lake think the Waukee kind of monitoring the major river runoff this year to see if we have any additional access issues on Lake Waukee in the coming year. We'll be keep an eye on that, but all things are pointing to another good year, and I'd be glad to answer any questions. Anybody has it?
Do we have any questions for Al? I was just going to say we do more with less continuously. I mean, we keep raising the numbers, and we're not adding more staff, not getting more volunteers, and it's just we ask our people to do more and more. And so I'm really want to say thank you as a user of our system. You know, I really appreciate it at any of our state parks and any of our public access areas or anything. You know, I've been at several of them throughout the last year, and just appreciate the great work that y'all do with, you know, same amount of staff, and we expect more, and you continue to deliver. So thank you very much.
Increased usage immediately. Nice result. Well done.
Thank you.